Good morning, I'm Debbie Cruz. It's Thursday, March 30th. A new lawsuit accuses County Supervisor Nathan Fletcher of sexual assault and sexual harassment. More on that next, but first, let's do the headlines. We've been getting a lot of rain lately, and it's going to continue today. The heavy rains have caused damage across the county. In the city of Oceanside, the rain has led to potholes, sinkholes, landslides, and even sewage spills. The storm-related costs are estimated at $1 million. The city has declared a local emergency. Here's Oceanside City Manager Jonathan Borrego.
If approved, would allow us to seek some additional external funding at both the state and federal level to help us recoup some of those costs.
But the proclamation doesn't include the sinkhole repairs happening on the westbound 78 freeway. Caltrans is responsible for that project. The weather has delayed the repair because the agency says it has to dry out completely before crews can pave the lanes. The rain is supposed to end tonight and stay dry tomorrow and through the weekend. Saturday is a big day for the SDSU men's basketball team. They're taking on Florida Atlantic University in the NCAA Final Four game, and there will be another watch party at Viejas Arena. It's free and open to the public. Gates open at 2 p.m. and tip-off is at 3. And the Padres' home opener is today. It's the first game of the 2023 regular season. They'll be playing the Colorado Rockies at Petco Park. You can stream the game on MLB TV, watch it on Bally Sports San Diego, or listen to it on 97.3 FM. The game starts at 1:10 p.m. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
Hi, I'm Bill Hohen.
And I'm Ted Hohen.
Over the past 50 years, our family has brought many world-class dealerships to Carlsbad, including Mercedes-Benz, Porsche, Audi, Honda, Acura, Jaguar, and Land Rover.
That's right. This year we're celebrating 50 years in Carlsbad.
So on behalf of the entire Hohen family, we want to thank San Diego. Throughout the years, we've taken tremendous pride in meeting and even exceeding our customers' automotive needs.
We value the relationships with our clients and look forward to serving you for years to come. We invite you to visit one of the Hohen Carlsbad dealerships or hohenmotors.com.
County Supervisor Nathan Fletcher is accused of sexual harassment and sexual assault in a lawsuit filed yesterday by a former MTS spokesperson. Reporter Gustavo Solis has more.
The lawsuit was filed by Grecia Figueroa, who was abruptly fired from MTS on February 6. In addition to suing Fletcher, Figueroa also claims that the MTS failed to prevent the sexual harassment and even engaged in whistleblower retaliation. Court documents show that Figueroa felt pressured to reciprocate Fletcher's advances. He's a county supervisor and the chair of the MTS board. She was afraid he could use that political power to destroy her career if she upset him. Neither Figueroa nor her lawyer responded to a request for comment. Figueroa claims that Fletcher started stalking her on social media in 2021. She also claims that in 2022, Fletcher sexually assaulted her twice. Fletcher denied the allegations, but he admitted to having a consensual extramarital affair with Figueroa. Fletcher is married to California Labor Federation leader and former Assemblymember Lorena Gonzalez Fletcher. In the release, Fletcher said that the allegations are designed to drive headlines. He also said Figueroa demanded millions from him before filing the lawsuit. Fletcher's lawyer couldn't be reached for comment. The lawsuit comes just a few days after Fletcher announced that he was dropping out of the California State Senate race. He claims that he decided to leave the race to seek medical treatment for post-traumatic stress disorder and alcohol abuse. Gustavo Solis, KPBS News.
Governor Gavin Newsom signed a bill he says will give state regulators the power to punish oil refiners when they make too much money off of California drivers. Reporter Jacob Ayer talked with the San Diego Economist about what it could mean for statewide gas prices.
The measure will create a new committee within the California Energy Commission. The committee will gather data from oil refiners to consider if a cap is needed on company profits and a potential penalty when the cap is exceeded. University of San Diego economics professor Alan Jin isn't sure how big of an impact it will have on gas prices unless the oil companies are proven to be price gouging.
I think it's going to probably have minimal effects. There are other forces at work here that impact gas prices in California.
But Jin has some good news for the upcoming summer. He expects prices will be better than last year. The bill will go into effect in June, but lawmakers have said most of it won't take effect until 2024, and the legislation would not allow regulators to respond to a price spike this year. Jacob Ayer, KPBS News.
A family in Imperial Beach is facing an uncertain future after getting an eviction notice from their landlord who wants them to leave so the property can be remodeled. Reporter Claire Strong went to meet them.
Living out of that van, that's my biggest concern, because rents are too damn high.
Single mom Patricia Mendoza has 60 days to find somewhere for her and her two kids to live. Her landlord wants to remodel the property they've called home since 2017 and has handed them an eviction notice. Mendoza's situation sparked a demonstration outside the owner's house, and tenants' rights activists are demanding the Homeless Prevention Act, or Senate Bill 567, to be passed to protect people in similar situations. But mom-and-pop landlords are also facing their own struggles, according to Lucinda Lilly, who's from the Southern California Rental Housing Association.
These are not people that have huge bank accounts. They own one, maybe two, maybe three rental housing units, and they're doing the best that they can to survive what has been a really difficult period of time.
We reached out to Mendoza's landlord for comment, but they didn't respond. Claire Strong, KPBS News.
The University of California is proposing its first ever system-wide admission guarantee to qualify transfer students. Community college students would be required to complete a new curriculum of general education courses, along with specific coursework needed for UC majors. But they would not be guaranteed admission at the UC campus of their choice. That has some education advocates criticizing the proposal as too complex and confusing. Michelle Siqueiros is president of the Campaign for College Opportunity.
We should be able to tell students, if you do A, B, and C, you are guaranteed admission. And not, you know, constantly change the rules on students in terms of what they have to do.
Currently, six UC campuses have transfer admission guarantee programs for community college students. UCSD is not one of those schools. Coming up, what the PROTECT Act could mean for policing in San Diego. We'll have that story next, just after the break.
Hi, I'm Bill Hoehn.
And I'm Ted Hoehn.
Over the past 50 years, our family has brought many world-class dealerships to Carlsbad, including Mercedes-Benz, Porsche, Audi, Honda, Acura, Jaguar, and Land Rover.
That's right. This year we're celebrating 50 years in Carlsbad.
So on behalf of the entire Hoehn family, we want to thank San Diego. Throughout the years, we've taken tremendous pride in meeting and even exceeding our customers' automotive needs.
We value the relationships with our clients and look forward to serving you for years to come. We invite you to visit one of the Hoehn Carlsbad dealerships or hoehnmotors.com.
Racial and social disparities in San Diego policing have been well documented. Studies show that Black, Latino, and Pacific Islanders are more likely than white people to be stopped, searched, and experience use of force. Numbers indicate that police treat people they think have mental disabilities differently than those who do not. And the same goes for people the police identify as LGBTQ. So a coalition of San Diegans have come up with what they hope is a solution. It's called the PROTECT Act. KPBS Midday Edition host Jade Hydman hosted a roundtable on the act. She spoke with late Chala Wilson, former president of the San Diego NAACP and ACLU of San Diego, and Imperial County's advocacy and legal director, Christy Lovehill. Here's an excerpt from their conversation.
So, Christy, you're advocating for something called the PROTECT Act in response to this. Can you explain what that is exactly?
Yeah, PROTECT, the PROTECT Ordinance stands for Preventing Over-Policing Through Equitable Community Treatment. And PROTECT would raise the standard for police stops from reasonable suspicion to probable cause, providing what we hope are stronger protections for people's rights than currently exist. It seeks to prohibit pretext stops and consent searches that give officers the power to stop, interrogate, and investigate people at their discretion. It would also end stops solely based on equipment violations, because we know that these types of stops can lead to more lethal encounters, to use of force being used. And it would also require officers to explain the reasons for a stop and to document them in detail. And so that, so PROTECT is, you know, is a reasonable, real solution to the different standard of policing we're seeing that's taking place in various communities of color in San Diego.
And, you know, earlier we spoke with Jared Wilson, POA president. This is what he had to say about the PROTECT Act.
The PROTECT Act is the most radical abolish the police legislation proposed at a local level in America today. It's more radical than legislation that was done in Philadelphia, which has had an impact on policing. It's more radical than what was done in the state of Washington, which has had to been partially rolled back already. And it would really tie the hands of our officers behind their backs.
Sally Chala, is PROTECT radical, particularly when you compare it to police reforms across the country?
Of course it's not radical, and they know it's not radical, but there are unions. And I'm for unions, but the police unions or police officer association, whatever you want to call them, they have to protect their officers. I think taxpayers realize when you don't do it, you're going to have to pay. And who pays? Taxpayers.
And just to add to that, because LaChala is exactly right, the police have been engaging in a misinformation campaign, spreading lies about PROTECT. And we know that the only extreme thing happening in San Diego is the way that SCPD is policing the public. And the data shows that PROTECT is seeking to raise the standard so that when police are stopping someone, it's because they have concrete reasons to believe that a crime has occurred, is about to occur, or is occurring. That is not extreme. It is seeking to ensure that police are not engaging in stops and asking you questions beyond the reason for that stop, getting to pretext stops, and ending stops for equipment violations. The only thing extreme taking place is the way that police are policing in our communities.
That was Christy Lovehill and Leigh Chala Wilson speaking with Jade Hydman. To hear the full conversation, check out the KPBS Midday Edition podcast. That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. I'm Debbie Cruz. We hope you have a happy Cesar Chavez Day tomorrow. We'll be back on Monday with your local news and some fun ideas of things to do with your kids over spring break. Thanks for listening, and have a great long weekend.